This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We haven't forgotten that what is arguably the most powerful financial policy job in the world remains unfilled after January. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers took himself out of the running for Federal Reserve Chairman the other day. He was worried about the confirmation fight. Marketplace regular and Fortune Magazine senior editor-at-large Alan Sloan bumped into someone else who might want the job. Good morning, Mr. Sloan.
Good morning, David.
So the White House hasn't said who they would really like to run the Federal Reserve, but a lot of talk about one name, Janet Yellen, who's the current vice chair. And you've actually bumped into her?
Right. In the spring, there was a business writers convention, and I got to spend a whole bunch of time with her. And in person, she's a lot funnier and nicer than the public personality that you read about.
The two of you have something in common?
Right. Well, she comes from Brooklyn, and she has an accent. I, of course, have no accent whatever.
Yeah, I had no idea you're from Brooklyn. So when you're sitting there next to Janet Yellen, who might end up holding the most powerful economic policy position in the world, did you get a sense that she was very concerned about a healthier economy?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And I asked her the question I've been dying to ask the Fed, which was, all of your low interest rate things are great in theory, but there are a whole lot of people, especially retirees, who were used to getting 4% and 5%, and now suddenly they're getting nothing. What do you think of that? And her answer wasn't a bad answer.
The reason we think it's in the best interest of the economy overall is because we think it's a way to stimulate a faster economic recovery. And we think that that's going to be good for virtually everyone in the economy, even including those who are suffering from low returns on their CDs.
You know, interest rates are very, very low. It's very hard to get a meaningful amount of income from your saved capital.
And the current Federal Reserve vice chairperson seems sensitive to this.
Yeah. Well, she gave it an answer, and it's a coherent answer. And in person, she's much better at explaining things than in her speeches, where she defaults to Fed speak and economic ease.
And maybe part of the job is to be able to speak that special version of ancient Greek. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure.
Alan and Janet Yellen's appearance was on C-SPAN, by the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.